Derech Eretz Kadma Torah, one step, one trade, one day at a time. Welcome to Counting Towards Sinai, a project of the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Dina Schoonmaker, and this week we are focusing on the Midah of Hakpada. Okay, so we've done one of the tools, which is dropping the measuring stick. Now let's go on to tool number two, which is called Tochacha. Tochacha means external resolution, which means I really have to have a conversation with you. Whereas in the first Midah, you're going to continue smiling and you're going to work it out internally by dropping the measuring stick. With this tool, you're actually going to have a conversation with this person. What's interesting is we have a source for this in the Torah. In Vayikra Yotess, exactly the same place where the Torah teaches us, Lotisna Tachicha B'Favecha, you're not allowed to hate your brother in your heart. The Torah teaches us, Hocheach Tochiach Et Amitecha. You should surely rebuke your loved one, your fellow man. Now, this is a mitzvah in the Torah to have a conversation that's constructive criticism. And yet, for this mitzvah, many of us are more familiar with the Rambam's heter not to do this mitzvah than the actual doing. The Rambam in Hilchos Deos tells us that a person could choose to not be mochiach, to not have that difficult conversation. Because sometimes the sinner is hedyot biyoter. He is simple and he won't know what I want. Or da'ato mishubeshet alav. He is dysregulated. And the same person who did the wrong thing isn't in the emotional place to really understand and own the mistake. And sometimes we don't have these kind of conversations. But Revolba teaches in the Sefer Alishur that if there's a mitzvah in the Torah, we don't put an X and say, I don't do tohaha. Even if you have to practice in your brain, if I ever was to have that conversation with that person, how would I open up in a way that would make it comfortable for this person to talk? How would I state my discomfort in a way that the person would be able to accept it? How can I end off the conversation in a way that the relationship feels good? And ladies, this is a skill. We don't like having these conversations, but somebody out there is somebody who loves you and cares about you. And if they only knew that they were doing something that bothered you, they would want to change it. And therefore, we have to practice tohaha in our brains and be prepared that somewhere in life, we're going to have that conversation. And we're going to use all the books that are all the the skills that are written about in books that talk about difficult conversations. For example, the sandwich method. You open up with a compliment. You know, I really felt I could approach you because you're such a growing person and I knew that you are the kind of person who would want to have such a conversation. Then you put a thin slice of the wrongdoing, no repetitions, no exaggerations, no labeling. Your subjective experience in a very low-key way of what the person did wrong. And then you end up with a compliment. And you know, this friendship means so much to me that I felt that I wanted to be able to talk to you about this. If there could be something quantifiable that could be done to improve the situation, you can discuss it. And if you're brave enough to say, and if I'm contributing anything to the problem, please tell me, that models good acceptance of tohaha. And if you set up a time, and can we just check in a month from now to see if this is going well? Because sometimes people with all goodwill try for a week or two, and then old habits die hard and you don't want to bring it up again, but it would be good to readdress it. The Torah tells us, the Kli Yakar tells us, that in times when Bnei Yisrael had Ava between them, Tochacha was well accepted. And dafka, when people don't have love among Klal Yisrael, is when nobody wants to rebuke the other person. If you were going into the street and a car was coming quickly and somebody grabbed you out and yelled and yanked you out of the street, you would not be upset at them. You would say thank you. But when we want to save somebody from the spiritual danger and we try to tell them something, then we say to the other person, then the other person tells us, no, don't tell me what to do. It's very important for us to realize that tochacha is a form of saving a relationship, saving somebody's ruchniyot, their spirituality. And if somebody tried to save me physically, I'd say thank you. If somebody wants to save me in a different way, I'm resentful. Or I don't want to accept that rebuke. In fact, the ideal tochacha, And some of us are not holding by this. Rivori Weisblum says that it has to be coming from love on the part of the mochiach, the person doing the rebuking, and it has to instill love in the heart of the listener. So if you do it really well, the person says, wow, thank you so much for caring. And I'll quote a theoretician by the name of Cliff Sager, who says that in relationships, there's three components to a relationship. There's what's good for me, there's what's good for you, and there's what's good for the relationship. The relationship is a silent voice who needs somebody to protect him. When I rebuke you, it's not you hurt me. It's rather, I care about this relationship. And the thing that happened is threatening the relationship. And when we have that attitude, hopefully we can do it with love and the person can appreciate it on the other end. And when we do this, we take the hakpada out of our hearts. Thank you for learning together.